90.1 FM Turmoil, The Undead, My Kind of Town. With me in the studios, Bobby Steele. How you doing, Bobby?
All right.
And that's from the first EP, Nine Toes Later. And for those listeners who are just getting into this stuff like this, why don't you give us a brief rundown of The Undead? You guys started back in 1981.
We formed end of 1980, started playing in the beginning of 1981. We released our first EP with My Kind of Town on Stiff Records in summer of 82. Then we broke up, and I reformed the band at the end of 82 with two new members. We released the second single. Then we broke up again. I went to the West Coast for about 6 months. Then I came back here with some new songs, reformed the band with some new people, did some shows, did some recording, fired them, got some new people, released the record, and now everybody's fired again.
So basically, it's been yourself through the last 5 years. You've been just keeping the spirit of the band alive.
Yeah, I've had a hard time getting people that have the ambition to really work hard enough to stay with it. Once they see the work, they don't want to do it. So I say goodbye.
What got you involved in punk, this type of music?
I was always into rock and roll music, okay? I never really could tolerate anything that I heard. You know, like I liked Alice Cooper and the New York Dolls in the early 70s, and then things got really bad again. It was like Fleetwood Mac and all that kind of stuff. So then I kept reading about the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, and it was before there was any vinyl out by any of these bands. And then I read that the Sex Pistols had a single out on EMI, so I managed to get my hands on a copy of that, and I said, this is the kind of music that I like. And that's how it started. I had some friends, so we're into it also, and we just started a band, started playing, went through a bunch of different bands, wound up in the end with The Undead.
Some of the music coming out around the time you started, there was more in the faster type, thrash type stuff. What made you stick with the original, like, Sex Pistols type sound? Very distinctive old, you know, sound here.
Because that was just the sound that I really liked the most. It was more, you know, it was kind of like a throwback to the 60s bubblegum music kind of thing, you know, just like a little bit nastier. It was kind of like, you know, it was like you'd hear like a Black Sabbath song and you couldn't understand the words, so you'd like make up your own like words and you try to get as sick and perverse as you could possibly be when you're singing along with the record. And that's the way I liked it, so that's why we came up with all, you know, the whole style of The Undead is kind of like, you know, let's just like be as sick as we can be and make it sound fun.
Does the name sort of classify the band?
Yeah.
I've heard comparisons to, like, the Misfits and Rosemary's Baby, some other bands.
Well, I used to be in the Misfits. I was the guitar player for the Misfits for about 2 or 3 years. And, what was the question?
Does the name sort of classify your music? It's sort of stick you in a hole.
Well, the Undead thing, no. We're not a ghoul rock band. We never were a ghoul rock band or a horror rock band. I didn't like it when the Misfits fell into the whole horror rock syndrome. I like horror rock songs, but I don't like to be stuck into any one specific category, because then you limit yourself and you can't do things. You'll write a song and you'll say, well, it doesn't fit our image. And you get stuck in an image and you've killed yourself. And that's basically what's happened with the Misfits. You know, as far as they could get, they stuck themselves in the horror thing. Originally, they had songs like Attitude and Bullet. And, you know, there wasn't horror music. It was just fun punk music. And the horror thing just, like, eventually just swallowed the Misfits all.
Okay, why don't we give a listen to some more music?
And everything else.
You have a tape for us.
Some new stuff. This is called Undead. This is our horror song.
Staying on the subject. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele from The Undead, and this is a new song of theirs called Undead.
Friends, I see them changing. My eyes are open wide.
90.1 FM Turmoil with Misfit from the band The Undead. And we also heard Undead from The Undead. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele. musician extraordinaire, I should say, for the band. Playing guitar, bass now, and
vocals,
singing, everything. You do, and even write the songs and
the works.
One thing I really enjoy about your singles is how clean and crisp they sound. Unlike a lot of 45s put out by bands today, your three records are consistent, and especially the take two and the production. Did you do all that?
Yeah. I'm pretty much responsible for everything that happens with the stuff. The first single was produced by Jimmy Quid, but everything else I produced myself. Jimmy Quid was the guy who produced the Bad Brains Pay to Come single, and it was fun working with him, but it was rough. It didn't really come out the way I wanted the Undead to sound. So far, Never Say Die is, well, actually, Undead is the closest thing to what I really want the band to sound like on vinyl. So we're working towards that. I'm trying to get, you know, connect with good pressing plants, good sleeve, printing places, things like that. It takes time to get all these connections together. A lot of people I know, especially people out in Long Island, I'm sure, brought their stuff to PRI, who did a good pressing job if you got your records.
Right.
Okay, but they stole a lot of things from a lot of bands. I know, because they stole from me.
Okay, so why don't you give some people some hints on how they can produce their own stuff? You said you recorded Misfit in your bedroom.
Yeah, that I did in my bedroom. That's a real complex procedure to do four-track. Believe it or not, the more tracks you have, the easier and quicker the process is, because if you're doing four tracks, you have to decide right then and there when you're putting down the drum tracks exactly how you want the drums to sound. Whether you want the bass drum up front, or the snare drum up front, how much echo you want, or reverb, any effects, you have to decide right then when you're recording it. And it's a lot of big decisions you have to make right then and there, where if you got 24 tracks or 16 tracks, you can just lay down the tracks and later on you can decide what you want, how loud, what effects you want to add to the things, if you want to compress things, if you want to leave it the way it is. You can do a guitar take and you can say, well, that was good, but I think I might be able to do something better. And you can save that take and you can do another take and then decide later on which one you like better. Whereas with four tracks, it's what you do is what you get and you got to do it right. It gets really tricky.
Was it a lot easier, though, doing it in your bedroom, not being forced by time restraints?
Well, because it was my own four-track recording studio, I had all the time in the world to do it, and that was the fun of it. It was like I would spend maybe like 15 hours a day on the average for about 6 months in there. I spent like about 3 or 4 days just getting the snare drum to sound the way I wanted it, and same with the bass drum. Everything. I mean, really was a project. It took a couple of days just to record the drum tracks after we had all the sounds set. And same with the guitars and the vocals. The vocals I did in one day. The vocals were the easy part. Because everything else was tough.
Okay, why don't we talk about the new 45, or the latest, I should say, Never Say Die. It's on your own label. It's been getting a lot of airplay around the country, right?
It's doing really good. In fact, we just got some reports of it's getting a lot of airplay on Honolulu. some of the nightclubs out there are really giving it big play, so we're gonna trying to find some radio stations out there and see how it's doing out there. This song, we have Steve Zing, who later left the Undead to join Sam Hain, playing drums on it and doing some backup vocals. In 84 on the B side, it's like everybody's in there. We got Steve Zing doing some vocals. We have Bob Aleka, who's the owner of the studio, doing some backup vocals, plus Bob throws in a couple of saxophone tracks on there. We just went wild, but let's just stick everything on this song.
Now, was this 45 responsible for you getting the record contract in Germany? You'll be having why don't I just explain to the people out there, you have a record coming out, I guess, this week or so.
It's out now. It'll be in the stores any day.
Okay. Available through Important Records?
Through Important, Caroline, Dutch East, all the major independent distributors are carrying it.
But what's unusual is you had to go to Germany to get it done.
Well, actually, Germany came here.
Really?
Germany came here. I met them they have the new music seminars in the city every year. And I went to a party in 84, and I met one of the people from this company. And he was out there specifically looking for American bands to sign. So I brought him some tapes and he listened. He says, yeah, I think this band is a really great band. I think we could do a lot with them. Made me a lot of promises of big money. And he went back to Germany and he sent me a contract, and the big money wasn't in the contract, nor was anything else he promised. So I says, well, this isn't what you told me you were going to give me, so I'm not going to give you what I was going to give you. And I just left it at that. For a year, they kept sending me the same contract, and I kept tearing it up and throwing it in the garbage. Then finally, Jimmy Quid contacted me. His band had just released an album on this label. And he says, Bobby, they still want to do something with you. I says, well, I'm not going to give in for that kind of money. You know, I've spent over $5,000 just recording these songs, and they don't want to give me that kind of money to put it out. I can't risk it. So I said, what I'll do is I'll give them all the old stuff, plus this new single that they can put out on a 12-inch if they want it. So he went back and he asked. He said, you know, this is what the deal is. And they wrote back and they said, okay, fine. They sent me a contract. I said, no good. And they sent me another contract. And I says, okay, that's good. And we signed it. And I sent them the stuff.
Okay, what's the record called? And
the record is called Never Say Die. It's a 12-inch. And it's got all the songs off of all our previous 45s.
Okay, which are really hard to find out here.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff is out of print. In fact, the Never Say Die 7-inch is out of print as of the day that the 12-inch hits the stores out here.
Okay, why don't we give a listen to Never Say Die. The Undead with me in the studio is Bobby Steele, and Never Say Die.
Get knocked down, but I don't cry. I'll stand right up.
The Undead here on Turmoil with Hollywood Boulevard, a cassette of theirs. Also before that, we heard The Evening of Desire and Never Say Die from their latest 45. With me in the studio is Bobby Steele of The Undead. Bobby, why don't you tell us about this tape? Is there any plans to release a record of your new material since the record coming out this week is
This stuff is going to be on an album if and when we get it out. Right now we're making plans on whether we're going to put out another 45 or if we're going to put out an album. Right now we're just waiting to see how the 12-inch does. And once we've gotten some response on this and we get some money to go into the studio and really remix all the new tracks that we have, we're going to start working towards an album. We have the stuff, it's all recorded. It's just a matter of getting the money to just do a finished mix on everything.
Mm-hmm. What other plans are in store for the band?
We want to get out and play. We want to we're probably going to have to go to Germany if this record does good enough. They'll be taking us out there, do some gigs out there, do a European tour. We want to go out to the West Coast. We want to see about going to Hawaii since the record is doing good in Hawaii right now.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about you being blacklisted in New York?
Yeah, we were at one point like one of the top drawing bands in New York City. And we played all the clubs, the Mud Club, Peppermint Lounge, the Ritz, Irving Plaza. And all of a sudden, nobody wanted to talk to us anymore. I call up a club, and they were never there. And we want to book you, but not right now. Call us back next week, and we'll have a date for you. Things like that. We've even had managers who have tried to get us gigs, and managers that are established with other big-name bands that say, oh, we won't have any problem getting you booked. And they call up the clubs, and all of a sudden, the clubs are being distant to them. It's like there's some kind of curse on us. And the clubs they're afraid of us. They're just like not used to a band like The Undead. We're not a band. We don't fit into a category. So that kind of confuses a lot of the club people because they say, well, but you know, you're a punk band, but you're also kind of heavy metal. And then black people and Puerto Rican people like you too. So we really don't know where we can stick you in there. You know, we can't have you open for The Damned because if you open for The Damned and we get a lot of black and Puerto Rican kids in there, they're not going to like The Damned. And if we put you in with Run DMC, we're going to get a lot of punks and heavy metal kids in there, and they're not going to like Run DMC. And there's like, they just can't say, okay, we'll just stick you in there and let you get exposed and work your way up to a headlining spot. I think within, you know, if we had a few good opening gigs, we could become a headliner really quick. But the clubs are just, they don't know what to do when it's a band that doesn't do, you know, if you're not just like, you know, Reagan sucks, Reagan sucks, Reagan sucks, Reagan sucks, they don't know what to do with you. You know, if you're a punk band, you got to be like a hardcore band, or they don't know what to do with you. You know, they kind of take one type of music at a time nowadays. The clubs, the record companies, you know, it's they're all stupid. They're all a bunch of morons. That's another reason they won't book me. I call them names.
But you haven't changed your style at all.
I won't change my style. When thrash became really big, and Nats and Patrick, the original two members of the band, wanted to go thrash, I said no. It's not The Undead. It's not, you know, I'm not really crazy about it. You know, some of it's good, but it's, you know, I'm not crazy enough about it to dump songs like When the Evening Comes and In 84. Just to go out and start singing all anti-Reagan songs and screaming and playing hyper-fast songs. So that's when that version of The Undead broke up. That's when I retaliated and I came out with Misfit and Verbal Abuse and made sure it was the slowest records out that year. Because I was just, the whole thing of people just competing for speed wasn't where I was into. I was into making some music that people could enjoy. And that wasn't hip, so we became unhip for a while. I don't care.
Okay, why don't you tell us about the Undead mailing list?
You got a good memory. Okay, yeah. The Undead mailing list. If you wanna get on a mailing list and know what's new with The Undead, when records are coming out, when we're playing, all that kind of stuff, you can write to us at Postmortem Records. The address is Post Office Box 358. New Milford, New Jersey, and the zip is 07646. Okay, and it doesn't cost anything to get on the mailing list. Just, you can send money. We'll take it.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
No, you don't even have to do that. We'll supply the stamps. 22 cents doesn't kill us. Okay, it might kill some people, but, you know, we think it's worth it, you know, to send out the things because, you know, it's the people that count. They're the ones that make it all happen. If they like you and they write to you, it's worth it, the 22 cents for us to write back to them.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, let's give away some stuff here.
Okay. What do we have?
Let's see. We have a... let's give away this Dickies.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, let's give away three copies of the Never Say Die 7-inch.
Okay.
Since we still got 70s laying around.
Okay. The phone number for... collector's item, I guess, soon to be collector's item. The Undead Never Say Die. The number here is area code 516-246-7901. I'd like to thank Bobby for coming up with Jill.
And, hi, Jill.
Thanks for a very enjoyable evening.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
And good luck with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to hear one last Undead song. This is the flip side of Never Say Die. It's called In 84. The number, once again, the win tickets, area code 516-246-7901. We've got 3 copies of Never Say Die available. Okay, well, I'll let Bobby talk this one out because he wants to give away some more stuff here.
Okay, we got 2 copies of Nine Toes Later, our first 7-inch EP, and 2 copies of Verbal Abuse.
Okay, so we're still taking phone calls here. Area code 516-246 for 2 more copies, 4 records to give away. 2 of the Nine Toes Later and 2 of Verbal Abuse. So give a call, area code 516-246-7901. We're going to head over to Germany. For a band called Hungry for What, and this song is called And the War Goes On, here on Turmoil.
Thank you.
90.1 FM from West Germany, Hungry for What, and The War Goes On. We've got our winners, and I want to thank everybody for calling. A little late, but here's a quick rundown of concerts coming up for the next few weeks for all you people out there. Thursday night, tomorrow night, April 10th at Danceteria, Demo Mo and Dog will be playing. Also at CBGB's Faith No More, Thursday, April 10th. Friday, April 11th at Neither Nor's, Avenue C and 6th Street. From Connecticut, Chronic Disorder, Urgent Fury and Lutch Patrol from New York. Saturday, April 12th at the Rainy Nighthouse here at SUNY Stony Brook. The Six and the Violence at the Anthrax Gallery, 70 Main Street, Stamford, Connecticut. Painted Willie and Gone. Husker Du will be at Irving Plaza. Two shows, an all-ages show at 7:30 and a drinking show at 11 o'clock. And at Danceteria, Saturday, April 12th, Murphy's Law. On Sunday, April 13th at the Right Track Inn, Boring Sponge and the Psychotic Sons will be playing. At CBGB's, Sheer Terror, Shock, and Foe. The Monday, April 14th show at February's has been canceled, as well as all further shows at February's. Thursday, the 17th at CBGB's, The False Prophets, Ed Gein's Car, and the Kinetic Kids. Friday, the 18th of April at the Anthrax Gallery, Gang Green, Ludachrist, and possibly Abusive Action. Also Friday, the 18th at the Ritz, The Dead Milkmen. Saturday, April 19th at Irving Plaza, The Butthole Surfers. Sunday, April 20th, Hardcore Matinee, CBGB's, Kraut, Terror Boys, and Token Entry. Also on Sunday, April 20th, Black Flag, Painted Willie, and Gone will be playing at the City Gardens. On Friday, April 25th at the Anthrax Gallery, CIA, Seizure, and Lost Generation. Sunday, April 27th at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz, Sam Hain and the UK Subs. And taking place on May 3rd, Saturday, May 3rd at the Anthrax Gallery, Cancerous Growth, Scam, and Stets will be playing. All right, a little late, but why don't we get into our little oldie set? These are the Dickies.